Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
This episode is dedicated to Nicholas Rambada, who thanks their friends Drek, Noshi, Boot Boot, and Cobalt Jaeger. May the ceaseless watcher avert their gaze on us.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Protocol. Episode 5, Personal Screening.
Sam, I don't believe we had a meeting scheduled.
Well, no, but I was wondering if you could spare a few minutes, though. I think it might be important.
Very well. Do take a seat.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. What is it you wanted to discuss?
Well, it's a bit awkward. I'm not really sure how to...
For the sake of efficiency, let us presume that since you have said it is important, I will not make any assumptions.
Okay, yeah. Well, in that case, it's Colin.
Go on.
I'm worried about him. Well, today I found him crawling along the corridor, yanking out wires and muttering to himself.
Well, Colin's role does include technical maintenance.
Sure, but, I mean... He's added all those locks to his office door, and he refuses to even go near a camera now.
A desire for personal privacy is not a crime.
Yes, I understand that, but I think the stress is getting to him, and honestly, I think he might need some professional help.
Anything else?
No.
Right. Well, firstly, thank you for raising this with me, Sam. It's important we don't keep secrets here.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Now, while I understand your concerns, you need to understand that Colin has held the IT manager position for some time without incident. And although he is somewhat frustrated with his current assignment, he can request help from the central IT team at any time. I am certain that should he find his responsibilities unmanageable, he will request assistance. Or resign, of course. Either way, the problem will resolve itself.
Right.
Was there something else, Sam?
No. No, I guess not.
Very good. And Sam?
Yeah?
Please schedule such meetings in future.
Sure.
Glad to see you've been learning from my exceptional example.
What?
You're late.
Okay.
And thanks to my incredible perception skills and genius intellect, I think I can detect the subtlest hints that you might be ever so slightly miffed. But I could be wrong.
Lena doesn't take me seriously.
Yeah, Lena isn't exactly known for her diplomacy.
What's all this?
That. Now bear with me on this, Sam, because I know you're feeling emotional right now. Is paper. It's made from trees. And...
Dallas, not today. Please.
I had a nosy while you were in Lena's office. Looks like it's for your response department 101.
What? All of it?
As far as I can tell.
Good grief.
Just chuck it. I told you I'm pretty sure the response department doesn't even exist anymore. It's just a system spitting out dead paperwork. Happens all the time.
Right.
Did you not hear me?
I heard you.
And?
And I'm going to fill it in anyway. See what happens.
You're wasting your time.
It's my time to waste.
You say that, but your caseload is pretty heavy tonight and I'm too busy to bail you out.
Uh-huh. Jesus, they want the last... 7 addresses I've lived at. I don't even know if I've even had...
Sam, seriously, you better do that later. We're swamped.
Yeah, okay. All right.
https://www.tomsterrors.blogsphere.org. Blog post, general. Welcome to my twisted mind. Hey, all you sick freaks out there. Tom here, your gruesome guide to the most twisted horror films of the World Wide Web. We're going to be talking about the darkest, splattiest stuff here, starting next week with Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Stay bloody! Blog post, general. A blast from the past. Wow, this is all incredibly weird. I can't believe this blog's still up. Was looking for somewhere slightly less confrontational than social media to post my film thoughts, and I remembered starting this back in... what? 2009? That first post. 14 years old and convinced I was the edgiest writer on the web. Might keep it up for posterity. God knows the kid went through enough. I remember I was pretty lonely in those days. Ever since I was a child, making friends has always been kind of a struggle. My interests have always been seen as a little... strange. While other kids my age at the time were looking up to football players and other celebrities, I was looking up to Pinhead and Freddy Krueger. It wasn't in a psychopath kind of way or anything, I've just always been fascinated by horror. I can thank my dad for that. He showed me Puppet Master when I was 6. Oh, don't worry, buddy, it's just like Toy Story. He had kind of a dark sense of humor like that. That's when my fixation started. We must have watched thousands of weird and obscure horror films over the years. Critters, Ghoulies, Wishmaster. I couldn't get enough. And that is what brings us here today. This is the first new post of the Horror Dumpster Dive. I'm going to use this blog to talk about all things horror. This could include film reviews, gaming news, and just basically my general thoughts on the genre. The plan is to focus on unknown gems. There's a comment section as well, so if you like something or just have some general feedback, feel free to leave a comment. And remember... one man's trash is another man's terror. I'm really proud of that tagline. Bye! Blog post, film review, Fire in the Sky. The contents of this post have been deleted. Blog post, game review, sweet home. The contents of this post have been deleted. Blog post, film review, Puppet Master 4. The contents of this post have been deleted. Blog post, general, some news. Hello there, horror hounds. Hope you are all having a terrific day today. I sure am. I know that this blog is still fairly new, but I must say it feels so good to have like-minded people to talk to. And I want to give a big thank you to everyone who has been leaving recommendations in the comments. There have actually been a few that I've never even heard of. I can't seem to find the original comment anymore, but one of you mentioned a film called Voyeur. I looked it up and I can't seem to find anything about it. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's literally dozens of films with that title, but let's just say that most of them aren't horror and none released in 2009. The only thing I could find was another old blog with what must have been the shortest film review I have ever read. You can check the link, but I'll save you some time. All it says is, Voyeur needs to be seen to be believed. The scariest movie I have ever seen. I am sold. I need to track down this film. If any of you have any more info on Voyeur, please leave it down below in the comments. Oh, and remember, if you like what I'm doing here, you can contribute to my Ko-fi. Every little bit helps. Those old hidden gems can get expensive. Bye! Blog post, general. Huge update. Oh my god. I can't believe one of you found it. Thank you so much, Cinephobia12220, for the link. I have no idea how you even found it. You're right that it seems to be the official website for the film. It's so strange, though. You should all check the link out for yourselves. It looks like it hasn't been updated in years, but they appear to be currently running some kind of contest. The winner gets a private screening of the film, and then they get to be part of a Q&A with the director. And I figure, why not, right? The form literally only asked me to enter my name. I never win these things, and the draw probably already happened years ago, but what the hell? I will let you all know if anything comes of it. I still haven't found a copy of the actual film online anywhere yet. Thank you everyone for the help, and don't forget, if you have any recommendations for some other hidden gems you would like me to take a look at, please leave a comment down below. Thanks. Blog post, game review, Faith, The Unholy Trilogy. The contents of this post have been deleted. Blog post, general, no way. I won the contest. I can't believe it. The invitation was waiting when I got home today in a small black envelope. I don't even remember giving them my address. The website must have logged my IP and looked it up or something. I'm really not sure how any of that works. The letter also had all the details about the screening itself. It's very short notice, but the screening is this Saturday. I'm supposed to have work that night, but I'm going to figure it out. There is not a chance in hell that I'm going to miss this. And I've actually been to the cinema before. I used to go all the time with my dad. They would play classic horror films midday every Saturday. That's where I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer and The Thing for the first time. I haven't been there in years, though. I actually didn't even know that it was still open. It is a bit of a trek to get there, so if you would like to contribute to the expenses, you can head over to my Ko-fi page. I'll leave a link in the comments. I'm not sure if I'll have time for any other posts before this weekend, but I will try my best. Talk to you all soon! Blog post, general, getting ready. Sorry I've been MIA these past few days. I've actually been pretty nervous about this whole event. This film could never live up to my expectations. This happens to me when it comes to horror films. In fact, it comes up so often that I even came up with a term for it. I call it getting Babadooked. Everything I read about the Babadook before seeing it was how phenomenal it was. I was so hyped for that film that I even ended up dressing for the occasion. And then, blech, it was so embarrassing. I struggle to think of a more disappointing film. But I'm sure it won't be another Babadook. I can't believe that tonight is finally the night. I know that I only found out about this film like a week ago, but I feel like I've been waiting to see something that would truly scare me for years now. I feel like I've been kind of numb to the whole genre. Obviously, I still really enjoy everything horror-related, but it takes a lot to get any sort of reaction out of me these days. I even started seeking out the borderline, should-be-illegal stuff. Faces of Death, the August Underground series. Even those barely get a shudder out of me. I'm hoping this might finally scratch that itch. Sorry, I'm just rambling now. I really need to log off and start getting ready. And oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I'm sure you all are wondering when you will be able to hear all my thoughts on the experience. Well, I have good news. You won't have to wait at all. The invitation to the screening actually explicitly mentioned that live blogging the event is okay. I've been testing out some of these speech-to-text apps and have found one that should work. So prepare for my impressions. Live. I'm so excited, and I hope you all are too. Okay, I'm going to order the lift now. If you would like to help pay for that, my Ko-fi and PayPal are in the pinned comment down below. Next time you hear from me, I will be at the cinema. Talk to you later, horror hounds. In real time. Blog post, live blog, voyeur event. I made it. Finally. The price of the lift was absolutely insane, but it is definitely going to be worth it. Wow, this place looks just how I remember it, although it's old, obviously, and dirtier. Yeah, time has not been kind to this place. There's ripped trash bags on the front steps, and there is some, pretty graphic graffiti all over the walls. You'd think that they would want to clean things up a bit before hosting an event. Huh, there's just the one car in the car park. Voyeur fan screening. Sold out. Is on the marquee, so this is definitely the right place. Is it a private screening just for me? The contest didn't mention that. That's unintelligible. Cool, actually. I'm going to head on in. Hang on a sec. Oh my god. Never judge a book by its cover, I guess. It is glorious in here. The carpet and walls are absolutely pristine, and the smell of freshly buttered popcorn. I'm not sure where exactly I'm supposed to be right now, so I'm going to head over to the ticket counter and see if the employee there can point me in the right direction. The guy was very helpful. Apparently Voyeur is the only film playing tonight, so I guess I have the place to myself. I also get a large popcorn and a drink. I told him I didn't really want them, but he was kind of touchy about it. I asked about the mess outside, trying not to be rude about it, but he just said, "It's what's on the inside that matters." That's kind of deep when you think about it. I'm going to go grab my snacks and then try and find my seat. Snacks acquired. They're obviously short-staffed since it was the same guy working the concession stand. I feel bad. He looks super old and they're really putting him to work. He seems in good spirits, though. Okay. Unintelligible. Find my seat. The poor guy. They have him ushering, too. They really need to hire more staff. Oh, wow. There's really nobody else in this whole cinema. I'm so lucky. There's absolutely nothing like sitting alone in a cold room and watching a scary film that you know nothing about. So I'm almost done with my popcorn and the film hasn't even started yet. No previews or anything. Do I go talk to the old guy? I really hate unintelligible. Bother him. I'm just going to wait for now. This has to be the best popcorn I have ever had. I've eaten the entire bucket before the film even started. I haven't done that since. Oh, something is happening. The projector is officially on. Here we go. So it's been a minute, and the screen is still black. I can hear what sounds like beeping. It sounds so familiar, but I can't quite place it. Medical equipment, maybe. There's something unintelligible. The screen looks like it might be a flashback or something, handheld. Looks like it was filmed on an old camcorder. Wait, is that... I know that room. How did they get unintelligible? This was after the accident. Mum wanted to film it for my brothers. Dad, I... Unintelligible. Wait, who is that? In the corner of the screen, there's... Who the hell is that? Blog post, film review. Voyeur. Voyeur needs to be seen to be believed. The scariest movie I have ever seen.
Glad to hear it. You did say this new band was pretty solid.
No, it's fine. If you can hold on till payday, I'll be able to cover it. No worries. Besides, it sounds like I'll be getting it back pretty soon, the way things are going. I know. Just make sure next time, yeah? I won't always be there to wipe my sweet little brother's bum-bum for him. Oh, you always say the sweetest things. Look after yourself.
Are you finished?
Jesus! How long were you lurking there?
I wasn't lurking. I need to ask you something.
Right, fine.
Do you remember the IT manager before Colin?
Who? Amelia? What about her?
No, before Amelia. Before I joined. German guy. Lots of tattoos.
I mean, I think Amelia mentioned him once or twice, maybe? Mostly I remember her complaining about his work, but he'd have been here well before my time. What's this about?
None of your business.
What? Seriously?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with everyone today? Oh, don't you start.
Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Jamie Petronis and Alexander J. Newell, and edited with additional materials by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, with vocal edits by Nico Vitesse. Soundscaping by Meg McKellar, and mastering by Catherine Rinella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Shahan Hamza as Samama Khalid, Anuja Battersby as Gwen Bouchard, Sarah Lambie as Lena Kelly, with additional voices from Jonathan Sims. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F.G. Hamilton. And associate producers Jordan L. Hawke, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, Setius DeRaven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Jamie Petronis, the writer of the case you've just listened to. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to hear more of my work, be sure to check out my show, The Settler Letters, a found audio horror podcast about a man that moves to the East Coast for a fresh start, but soon realizes that things in his new house are not quite right. You can listen to The Settler Letters by following the link in the show notes below, or you can find it at rustyquill.com. To give you an idea of my show, here's a trailer. I know that nobody's listening, but I wanted to record just in case. I still haven't found any trace of Jess. Steve is just gone, but not gone at the same time, and I can't leave. Every path I take just leads me back here, to this house. I know that this is all connected to those letters in the basement, but I need to keep reading.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.